Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This segment on WIP is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on the Sundays with NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up at 6 o'clock, it is Turkey Bowl 2025 with Joe DiCamera and John Ritchie, along with Devin Caney and Taryn Hatcher and James Seltzer, as they call the Turkey Bowl game for this year. They'll actually join us at 5:45, right?
Yeah,
they're going to join us
on,
early,
man, a little crossover. Yeah.
And then take them up to 6 o'clock. But because we're not here with you on Friday as a show, though Ike will be on the air, we have to give you our picks for the weekend. Jack, what happened last week?
All right, Ike. Back in command, but he went 3-1 last week.
All right, there you go,
And then me and Spike both went 2-2, which is fine.
I've been on a 2-2 streak for a while.
I know, yeah. I know. So Ike leads off this week since he was the winner last week.
All right, these picks are on the fly, so bear with me.
Nice.
I'm taking the Lions tomorrow, minus the 3 points at home versus Green Bay. Quite frankly,
I thought about that one.
Green Bay just don't do anything for me.
Yep.
A nice team, but I had to look at the Lions at home. That offense, they're just too dynamic. That should be a great game. I'll take the Lions minus 3.
2.5 on FanDuel. We take the better line.
Okay. We take the Lions minus 2.5.
Hell yeah.
I like that even better.
Yes.
All right. So I'm looking at the ESPN thing. All right.
Nope.
So keep me corrected there.
Yep.
My next game, I'm going to go with. Let's take the Seahawks at home versus the Vikings. I don't normally like going with double-digit favorites.
11.5 I saw earlier.
Yeah, I got 10.5 here. What you got there, Spike?
11.5.
Fritz.
11.5
on FanDuel?
Yeah.
Come on, it's J.J. McCarthy. He's the worst quarterback to ever play football.
I agree. Give me the Seahawks minus 11.5. I don't like that. I don't really like that. And then I'll take Denver on the road? Nope. I'll take the Commanders at home plus 6. What are they getting? What's the FanDuel line?
I think it's 5.5. Yeah, it's 5.5.
Who Commanders are they, plus 5.
They're playing the Broncos.
The Broncos.
Okay.
It's 5.5?
Yeah. At home.
I don't like it. Give me the Patriots at home versus the Giants minus 7.5.
There we go.
There you go.
And the Eagles?
Yeah.
I do not like the fact that the Eagles are a touchdown favorite. What is this?
It is. It's a touchdown right now.
It's a touchdown right now?
Yeah, Costos thinks it's going to go down to 6.5, but it has not.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm picking the Eagles to win this game. I would not lay 7 points in this game. I'm just telling you, I would not lay 7 points in this game. I'm going to say it again. I would advise you not to lay 7 points in this game. Give me the Eagles 31-21.
All right. I'll give you mine.
Yes.
You're picking the Eagles to cover? Oh, even though you're saying do not.
Exactly,
okay,
yes.
Fair enough.
Just want people to know.
Yes.
I would not give up those points.
This dude bleeds green. I'm taking the Chiefs -3 at the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys are probably smelling themselves a little bit, and the Chiefs. I will keep betting the Chiefs until they don't make the playoffs. As long as the line looks the way it looks. So I have the Chiefs -3 at the Cowboys. I also have the Seahawks -11.5 against the Vikings, and the Dolphins are showing some fight. And
the Saints, you in on the frisky Dolphs?
Well, and the Saints absolutely stink, and I stopped riding the Saints when they stopped starting Spencer Rattler. So I have the Dolphins -6 at home against the Saints. And I have the Eagles winning a putrid, ugly game, 19-16. It's going to be windy, so this offensive explosion you're looking for, probably not going to happen. So I have Eagles winning 19-16. And I am freed. I can pick a for or against the Eagles, whatever I want, now that they lost last week.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a miserable football game.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be terrible.
19-16 in the cold.
Yeah, and the Bears will have the game with a chance to tie it at the end.
To win it. So I'm taking the Lions -2.5 as well. I think the Packers do nothing for me,
no.
like Ike said. Now, it's a fishy line. I wish it was a 4.5. I'd feel a little bit better. But
yeah, the Lions barely snuck by the Giants last week.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. But I don't care.
Okay.
I'm taking the Cowboys +3.5 over the Chiefs.
Was it 3 or 3.5?
I saw 3.5 5 seconds ago on FanDuel.
Okay, so I'm laying 3.5 with the Chiefs.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I know. Okay.
So I'm taking the Cowboys +3.5. Might have found something with the defense. I don't think the Chiefs will take advantage of that defense because I don't think their offense is that good. And I think the Cowboys will be able to put up points. So I'll take the Cowboys at home +3.5. I'm back on the Bills, baby. Bills -3.5. It's a bit of an ugly spot, but yeah. I don't care.
Who are the Bills playing this week?
They are playing. I always forget who they're who.
You're so confident.
No, I know.
Yeah. I saw the game.
You don't even know who they're playing. This is the betting advice you're getting.
Yeah, hold on. I'm plus money. I'm doing well this year. Steelers. Oh, I hate the Steelers.
Yeah, right.
They
right,
stink.
Right. Except for you picked them last week.
Yeah, well, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was either bet against them or bet on them. By the way, Mike Tomlin.
Is that your advice? Either bet against the Steelers or bet on them?
I pick and choose when I want to back the Steelers versus not back the Steelers. I think they mostly stink. And then I did take the Steelers last week. You're right.
Yeah.
And then I'm taking the Eagles 24-13.
Okay. All right. Hey, why don't I tell you about Black Friday at Colonial Hyundai? Because it's going to be big at Colonial Hyundai on Friday. Here's your plan. Tonight, relax. Tomorrow, family. And then starting at 8 a.m. Friday at Colonial Hyundai, the Black Friday sales event, save up to $12,000 on any new Hyundai in stock. That is not it. They know the holidays are coming. You can drive home with a $1,000 gift card with your purchase during the annual Black Friday sales event. It's not going to be hassle. It never is a Colonial. It's fast, easy, better. That's what the Cars Are wants. By the way, I found out the Cars Are is a big Tommy Down the Shore fan.
Hell yeah.
My wife told me that. She found out that information. Big information. The biggest incentives of the year, Black Friday sales event at Colonial. Save up to $12,000 on any new Hyundai in stock, plus your $1,000 gift card with your purchase. Just in time for the holidays. Also, buy the brand new Hyundai with no money down. Also, finance with rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months. Black Friday only, starting at 8 a.m. Save up to $12,000 on any new Hyundai. $1,000 gift card with your purchase. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Offers can't be combined. $1,000 gift card included at dealer-listed price on new vehicles. See store for details. So before what are you laughing at?
Well, I just want to say real quickly before you move on, and I forget, which I have already throughout the day, it is my beautiful youngest. My daughter is her 20th birthday, so happy birthday to Jada.
Happy birthday,
there.
Jada.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Yes. And I was laughing. Wasn't our most crisp pick segment.
No.
Not even close.
No. I literally did mine on the fly.
He doesn't know who
write them down. I normally write them down. I totally forgot to write them down.
He doesn't know what teams are playing. You don't know if you want to take the Commanders or the Broncos.
Then you don't even take the game.
Don't take our advice. Yeah, do not take our advice.
That's true.
Before we do text line, I do want to put Bam on to thank him.
Yes.
Bam, thank you so much for sending the pizzas over. You're such a kind soul.
No problem, brothers. How y'all doing today?
Oh, we're good, man.
I'm well, man. How you doing? Right.
First and foremost, can I give two quick shout-outs?
Sure.
Sure.
All right. First of all, the pizza shops that they want to shout out, Allegro's Pizza in University City.
All right. Thank you.
And then my bus driver, Larry the bus driver from Community Transit. He's like, you got to give me a shout-out when you get on the air, man. I listen to you. I hear you all the time. He brought up, he's like, remember that one day you guys were asking a question about what were you obsessed with? He's like, yeah, I heard you talking about strippers on there.
that was a good day.
Well, that's you, man. That's you. Yeah.
And, Jack, thanks for signing my book the other day, bud.
Yeah, Bam came to me and the camera's book signing before Joe Conklin's show.
Oh, really?
I met his lovely wife.
Okay.
Bam's wife.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Shout out Bam's wife.
Yeah.
Lady J. Exactly. You know the camera act like he didn't know who I was, right?
Yeah, well, listen, he's kind of big time at those shows.
Yeah. Oh, he has to sign so many books.
You should see his setup. Yeah. He's got three different posters.
Oh, man.
Yeah, with the price of the book. We're a ragtag organization.
Yeah,
we got the books.
The camera's disgusting.
coming right. up in 4 minutes, by the way.
All right, Bam. We got to do the... Well, he's disgusting. We got to do the text line. Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving, Bam.
For next question?
Oh, yeah. What do you want? What's your hottest food take?
Corn on a cob.
That's just a food. That's not a take.
You don't like it?
Oh, no. Some people at Thanksgiving, they do corn on the cob or corn, and the corn sometimes tastes really, really salty, man.
All right.
Salty corn.
That is a scorcher.
Can't have it.
Yeah, that is a scorcher.
I'm a cobsman.
Yeah.
Oh, I love good corn on the cob.
By the way, I think CJ should win. CJ had pumpkin.
Okay.
The pumpkin one.
Yeah, I kind of liked Herb's pineapple stuffing. I didn't even know he was giving a food hot take.
No. Yeah, he didn't. He still has no idea.
He
doesn't know we do the show all day. What have you guys been doing all day?
No.
What are you talking about? Also, we're on 2 to 6 every day.
And you could tell that Chinese food was sticking in his stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like he was a little slow.
Oh, yeah. The itis.
Yeah. I mean, he's always a little slow.
Yeah, but it's slower.
It's slower.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Oh, that's a black white thing.
Yes, yeah, come on. I know.
I got it.
I know we're 15 minutes away from vacation.
Yeah. Oh man.
I got it.
45% of Chuck's calls start with some racial angle. Every Phillies one.
That nobody asked for.
Yeah, every Phillies one.
It's his new
more
bit.
Black players on the team.
Yep.
It's his new bit.
Can't have black goalies. Can't have white cornerbacks. Unbelievable. What's next? Sorry, Jack. I know I violated your trust there.
No, it was good. Yeah. It was good. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I want that on the record. Yeah. I agree with Spike.
There you go. What's next?
That's
they did scheme themselves open.
Yeah.
Did you really hate the scheme people open?
Well, because
or scheme up a pass rush? Is
oh
that
yeah,
what
scheme it up. Just scheme up the pass
yeah,
rush.
Just do it.
That was a new one. The scheme up the pass rush. I was like,
if you just scheme all this stuff up, you'll score touchdowns and you won't let up any touchdowns. Scheme it up,
Vic, you idiot.
Yeah, scheme it up. What's next? It was a good call from CJ today. He had to rescue us after the Mad Mike call. It made me happy. What was next? I might. I might do that tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Mad Mike's been cooked for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's since they won the Super Bowl.
Well, it's always good to check in, see if he's got anything new. Right. Then he gets on, and it's like,
Still Mad Mike. Yeah.
Still don't have it.
Yeah, still reading my tweets from last night. Nobody knows what I even tweeted. What are you talking? What's next?
I mean, you skewered.
Yeah, so listen, some things stick with you.
You remember that one time during his 2 years of coaching?
In like 2007?
Yeah, he was coaching the Jets?
I didn't even know he coached the Jets.
No, I was the Lions.
Oh, Lions. Oh, okay. Lions.
Do you remember
did
when
he
they
coached the Jets too? Was he a coordinator for the Jets?
No, because when he left the Lions, he came to us.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, do you remember when he came back when Rich Gangarella was here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doug was like, I'm going to get my offensive
consultant.
Get my
guy in here. Yeah. Yeah.
What's
I do
next?
Remember Marty Morning Week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, Morning Wig was the offensive coordinator for the Jets after he left here, 13-14. I thought I remembered him being with the Jets. He wasn't a head coach.
So after he left here the second time.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Well, in 2012.
You're always in tune with your New York teams.
Well,
that
I just remember.
True, yeah.
I was not there at the time. Give me a break. Are Joe and John with us?
Yes.
Oh.
There you are. Where's Richie? Where's the camera at?
I don't know where he is.
Oh, this is good.
He didn't show up.
Actually, he's right here.
What's
he's
up,
just,
fellas?
He's just unusually quiet.
No, I mean, yeah. I just heard you guys refer to me as disgusting or something like that.
Wow.
Plus, I'm watching the ceremony here as people are being honored, seniors. A beautiful moment here. Beautiful moment.
Are you welling up right now?
No, I'm not rich, you know.
It meant everything to him.
Well, yeah, Joe, you've cried.
This is
too.
Relief. Yeah.
Come on, man.
You're
cried
both
more than
criers. So this is the 7th annual Turkey Bowl, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the annual got a little thrown off by COVID, but it's the 7th Turkey Bowl, yes.
7th Turkey Bowl, right.
Yeah. Joe's a literalist, Spike.
What's that?
Joe's a literalist.
He is, he is. Yes. Well, it's annual again. It's annual now.
Exactly.
So
non-sequential.
Yes, correct. So who are the – okay, so explain to everybody the teams that are playing tonight and if you could give a little bit of history of the rivalry.
Sure. Well, it goes back to the 1960s, and tonight we feature Haddon Township, the home squad, the Hawks of Haddon Township, who come in at 2-7 on the year.
Gorgeous field.
Gorgeous field.
First night that we're going to be playing on this field. The first time anyone will play on this field.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hold on, what's
versus
the record
the Audubon Green Wave. So we're looking forward to the broadcast.
And what's their record?
They have struggled as well this year at 3-6.
That's a big
But you know what they say, Jack? You throw out the records when Audubon and Haddon Township faces.
Right. Oh, I can feel the energy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Or the Curly Cup.
Oh, is that?
They're playing for the Curly Cup.
And is that named after somebody, or is
it is.
One of the
It is
the
a gentleman
stooges.
That actually coached head coach of both squads.
Okay. All right.
So pretty cool. By the way, Joe Flacco played for one of them and his dad played for the other. So Flacco at Audubon and his dad. And
Joe Flacco's brothers played here at Haddon Township.
Yeah, and the two schools
Joe
separated.
Flacco played at Audubon.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco's dad played at Haddon Township.
Yep.
Joe Flacco played at Audubon. I think his brothers might have played here though.
So, John, let me ask you this. I remember the first couple of Turkey Bowls and trying to analyze Joe's play-by-play.
You know,
people couldn't watch the play-by-play, so they couldn't see that he was oftentimes two or three plays behind. My question to you, John, is has Joe gotten any better at the play-by-play as time has gone on?
Joe is unaware of whether he's gotten better or worse. No, of course, I think we've both gotten maybe marginally better through the years at bouncing off of one another.
Right.
Maybe that's the only thing that got better.
Yeah.
I think I've forgotten some about the high school game a little bit, and every year I get reminded a little bit, so it takes me a while to get back into the swing. These teams are they're going to fight it out. They're going to fight and kick and scream, and this is all about, you know, home cooking. Who can go to the mall tomorrow and walk down the aisle with pride? This matters, man. This hometown rivalry stuff makes such a huge difference in the lives of everyone on the field tonight and everyone in the stands, and I just want to bring that to everyone's attention. Tonight, Joe and I are calling a game that has it's immeasurable importance,
John,
in this township.
John, that was beautiful, but the mall is not open on Thanksgiving.
Ah, Friday. Well, you got to wait until Black Friday. Just make sure you're home in time for the Eagles.
Not to mention, Spike, in about 3 years, all malls but King of Prussia will be closed. Plymouth Meeting's just closed.
I don't know. Really?
Yeah, Plymouth Meeting's now done. They're all wrapping up, man.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it's a shame. We all buy off Amazon. It's our fault.
Yeah,
I go to the mall. I still go to the mall.
Well, I grew up in the Grand Ronde Mall, man. I sold a lot of stuff. To be quite honest, I did steal a lot of stuff.
I just saw Brandon Graham.
500 discount.
I just saw Brandon Graham at the mall 2 weeks ago.
That's great.
Wow.
Keep going to the mall, and you'll see wonderful things and wonderful people like Brandon Graham.
Hey, is John okay?
You haven't heard
the
this
mall
rant,
man,
before, Spike. This
the
is like
mall.
A once-a-month thing on our show. We get a mall rant. You're not listening enough, man.
I do love the mall.
I'm at the mall at least 3 times a week.
See, we know.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went and walked at the mall a couple days ago.
I don't even know what I would go to the mall for.
It stresses me out now as an older person.
Too many people.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
I love that. People watching is part of the mall experience.
Yeah. You are something special, Richie. So let me ask you this, guys. I don't remember. So you guys have two sideline reporters tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
In Devin
Cady
and Taryn Hatcher. Is it one on each sideline?
Yes.
Okay.
They're well-established sideline reporters. Both left-handed, by the way. We've got
the important things that we're getting.
Two left-handed sideline reporters tonight, and I'm left-handed also.
And
we have
so am
left-handed
I.
Left-handed people working.
I'm left-handed,
my daughter's
Richie.
Left-handed.
Holy cow!
Breaking.
Was that on purpose?
That was an accident. Yeah. No, that was on purpose.
Nice job.
Oh my goodness.
Nice, Phil.
Oh, great goodness gracious. Okay.
Well, left-handers are smart.
Yeah, we're much smarter.
Walks lefty.
There you
than
go.
Some.
Really?
Yeah.
They're smarter?
That's what they said.
Okay.
I'm a righty.
Okay, well, that adds up. No, I wasn't looking at you. I was just, I didn't know it was a thing. So Seltzer, have been told that you are the Bill Werndell for this evening.
That's exactly right. Yes, yeah. Well, you know how good Joe's eyes are. You know, you've been around him with the thick glasses when he has to wear them and stuff. So I'm adding my eyes tonight.
Let me tell you, Spike, Seltzer's essential for the broadcast.
Yeah. Well, okay. I was making fun of you earlier for the play-by-play, but it is tough in that a couple of different things. First, you know, it's not like you're following these teams all year, so you're not super familiar with them. Second, it's not like you have the TV screen right there, you know. So
no replays, none of that.
So Seltzer, have you done a lot of studying for this? I guess
yes. You know, I've just been eye training. You know, I've been trying to read license plates, and I've been trying to read things far away, so I feel pretty good.
Yeah, that's
honestly, a strong reader.
Spike, I get nervous for this, to be honest. I mean, this is way beyond my wheelhouse. I do the best I can, but
that was a panic.
Weren't you the sole broadcaster?
The next 2 hours were not.
Weren't you the sole broadcaster?
Yeah, you were. Weren't you the play-by-play guy for the Soul?
Yeah, and I felt the freaking same way when I would do a Soul game, man.
Okay.
This ain't my wheelhouse, man. Pete the Hammer's my wheelhouse.
Weak-willed.
Well, yeah, and Turkey Bowl was your idea.
It was. Spike, remember that? Back in the day, that meeting, Joe comes in, I got an idea.
Yes.
Here we are.
Yeah, and since that, we're waiting for the second big idea. And at some point, we'll have idea
number
two.
There have been seven of them. Yeah. We've been talking about that. Seven.
Well, let me ask this question, because I've been asked this by a bunch of people in the last 3-4 months, and I don't know the answer. Whose idea was the me and Jack thing? I really don't even know.
Well, you started it.
Yeah, you started it.
I thought so.
The Camerathlon was where it
started.
No, but
that's a different thing. But basically, guys, I just said I would whip your ass, right, Jack? And then like someone then picked up the baton. Is that how it worked?
Jack definitely didn't pick up the baton.
Yeah, I don't really care about it. Because
I honestly
he had to be pushed into
it. So why are you bringing this up? Are you trying to call
it off? He's saying it was an idea. He might have another idea.
Are you trying to put down the gloves?
No. I was just trying to figure out whose idea it was, because I honestly don't know. But I know it started with me saying I'm a better athlete, which, by the way, I am.
So, oh, yeah. Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, everyone's
We're waiting for the ankle injury.
There's a lot of juice to the juice.
We'll get back to it. Hey, right around March Madness, we'll get back to it.
You know, hold on. I thought it was February.
No.
It's maybe February. Eagles might play in the Super Bowl, we'll say.
Yes, be great, late February.
Did you say March Madness?
Yeah. Maybe the All-Star break.
Yeah.
MLB All-Star break.
Well, listen, I've already voted to cancel this thing, so I'm out.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not canceling it. I need to see them play basketball.
Like the five people in the gym are going to be excited.
No, it'll be. People have been asking me here today. It's still a thing. We'll rev it back up. That's what we do.
How is the ankle, the camera?
Good question.
Improving, but not where it needs to be. But they got me on an anti-gravity treadmill, which is really pretty cool, actually. So I started that about a week and a half ago.
I ran on one of those things. It's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it's like outer space for the lower body. It's so cool.
Again, dude, you hurt yourself in September. It's November.
Yeah, I don't have time to go to the doc every day or PT every day.
No, it would naturally heal on its own.
Well, healing occurs to everyone else. It just actually just it happened.
I know. I was told this week I'm on track.
If you let something go, it's supposed to get better.
We'll say.
Who's going to play more basketball before April, Joel Embiid or DeCamera?
That's a good question, man. Spike, when's he going to play?
He's going to play on Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
When nobody's looking.
He's going to play on Friday.
How many games is he going to play this season, Spike?
36.
I mean, honestly, at this point, I take it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
Hell yeah, we take it.
Yeah. I don't think that there's anything. I don't think there's anything seriously wrong with him right now. I think all he cares about is the playoffs. I think he has convinced himself all he cares about is the playoffs.
That's disappointing.
Well, it is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, it's starting to rain here, and it's expected to rain quite a bit for some stretch. So,
man, really? That sounds like Turkey Bowl football.
So good luck to Devin and Taryn out there as the sideline reporters.
Oh yeah, you guys are undercover. Where you?
No, we're good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no worries.
Welcome to the station, Taryn.
Yeah.
Is it a turf field or is it a grass field?
It's turf.
It's brand spanking new too. It's never been played on before.
Wow.
It's like a cloud, like a dreamy green poofy cloud.
Like
walk.
The gravity treadmill out all season.
Yeah, I know. They're rolled out for the big turn. You guys?
Well,
is that what they rolled
they're
out
usually,
for?
They're usually off for a few weeks before this game because there's playoffs going on.
They just revamped the field.
No, it wasn't just that. They played on the road the whole season. This is their first game at home all year.
Oh, wow. And you guys are there. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal, guys. Well, guys, have a great game. This is a great thing that you're doing. It's amazing that you found a way to not work on Thanksgiving, even though it's a Thanksgiving bit. Very. If you want your game to be picked for Turkey Bowl, move it to Wednesday night. That is my
advice for
you. Wise
words from Spike Eskin there. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well,
all right, fellas.
We're going to say our goodbye, and then we will kick
it
over to
you guys. We'll miss
you
like the Dickens, guys.
Oh, we miss you guys, too. And have a great game tonight.
Happy Thanksgiving,
fellas.
And send everyone have a great game.
That was perfect.
All right. Ike will be with you on Friday for the Eagles pregame show. I'm going to be sitting on my ass in my living room.
And you're going to gamble tomorrow, Spike.
And I'm going to gamble tomorrow. I'll tell you guys how the bets went.
A psychologist called in wanting to talk to me about my gambling problem.
Oh, it's schedule him for next week.
And I said, I got a winning problem.
He can talk to both of you guys. We will talk to you as a show on Monday at Chickies and Pete's. Have a very... happy and safe Thanksgiving. If you're going out tonight, it is amateur night out there, so be careful on the roads. And you don't be an amateur. If you're going out and drinking, make sure you have a plan to get home. I mean that very seriously. We want you to be with us for a very long time. So we will talk to you on Monday. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is a thief of joy.
Go Birds!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.